Yo.
Are you wearing a mask? Or are you Jesus?
Oh my gosh.
Are we all wearing a mask?
Are you a Frankenstein monster?
Or are you Jesus? Cyborg Jesus?
That's a good question.
Or are you Friday?
That's the question we're asking. We're asking if it's Friday. You know, Hot Boy Shane the Cannibal Mike G. Action League Now is back.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
But I like that show.
Me too. Meltman with the power to melt.
Coen Brothers, 100%.
Oh.
Oof. Well, you know, they made a lot of...
Bringing it back. Let's bring it back.
They made a lot of newer movies, so yeah. I haven't seen, like, The Ballad of Bastard Scruggs or all those movies.
Me either.
Guillermo del Toro, 100%?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I love Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, I feel like he's really hit, but I'm sure he's missed.
Yeah, he's definitely missed.
Stop now.
I feel like his show, the show he made that he created was like partially hit and missed.
He made one of the best playable teasers to a video game of all time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
PT. Miss you, buddy.
Me too.
He did make Pan's Labyrinth, right?
It's like a great movie. It's a fucking great movie. He also did, what is that movie?
Shape of Water?
Yep. Yeah. Won an Oscar.
Best picture, right?
Yep. So, Neil Breen, does he miss?
Fuck no.
Debatable.
How do we accurately describe I Am Here Now?
How are we going to talk about this one, guys?
Okay.
How do we talk about the last one?
There's a crash landing.
Shane is so excited.
I am. I love when Mike describes things.
Shaking from excitement.
I love when Mike describes.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, I'm done now.
Great.
Put a lot of pressure on me there. I'm so fucking sweating.
Oh my God.
No, go.
Okay, so there's a crash landing, mm-hmm. and then a lot of right and left looks. And then
he does do a lot of right and left looks.
The same shot over and over for a while.
Uh huh.
And then a mask. And then no mask.
How about this one?
And then a lot of this, like we're in the From Yesterday music video.
Except your eyes bleed and not your ears.
That's a good song. It's a classic, actually. I'd consider it a classic. And then you got dolls, baby dolls on the floor.
What's the deal with the baby dolls?
I could not, for the life of me, begin to explain why there are baby doll heads growing out of the desert ground.
And then you got Neil Jesus Christ Breen talking about how humanity has failed him.
They don't deserve this world.
So he has come back. I guess he traveled by way of orb.
Yeah.
You see him streaking across
the
sky.
He went through like the Doctor Who tunnel.
Yeah, he went through the sky. He appears in the middle of the Las Vegas desert because apparently he loves Nevada.
Yeah.
And he's here now.
He is.
Flashing in between. Skeleton monster voodoo man.
Yeah.
Papa Shango V2. And like it just flashes in between because he's apparently has created all these planets and he's come back to Earth because he's just so utterly disappointed in how humanity has destroyed itself.
Yeah.
And he goes to the land of degenerates. Las Viva! Las Vegas.
Penn and Teller.
Britney Spears.
A lot of people have residencies there. Fucking Elton John.
Really?
I think so. Lady Gaga.
We were naming people who do shows there.
Yeah, that's what a residency is, Shane. It's a show
Jason
that
Aldean?
You do over and over.
Oh, I thought you meant like residence. Like that's your where you
live.
Yeah. I misunderstood.
It was a good mix-up. I'm going to tell you, though, I almost fucking swung on a guy
you
right
almost
there.
Almost clocked him.
Because there was going to be two hits. Me hitting you, and I was going to fucking fire up Ba with the Ba real quick.
Oh,
I have it queued up.
Why?
Just in case you mouth off again.
Speaking of Ba with the Ba, there's a lot of different parties in this movie that were trying to powwow.
Yeah.
And do you understand why? So you had these like...
Great word.
Yeah, like this rival gang.
Yes.
And then these politicians.
Yes.
And how did they work together?
They're in each other's pockets.
That's what it seemed like.
So,
dude, this movie has no fucking cohesion. I had no idea what was happening.
It's actually harder to follow than Double Down.
It's really hard to like follow. And is he actually supposed to be, Is he God?
He's Jesus.
He's Jesus?
He's Jesus, really?
I think he's supposed to be like Jesus reborn to fix the earth.
Yeah, I thought he was like a different type of deity that created
I just wanted more continuity.
There's no, well, no. All right. If I have to explain it, because I normally do, Neil Breen is Franken-Jesus.
What do you think you are?
From the fifth dimension, and he's come back because humanity has failed him. So if he sees you doing wrong, he makes your eyes bleed. He does that to the guy who pushes the guy in the wheelchair. He does it to some of the gangbangers. Now, his biggest issue is that the politicians are in line with the crooks, and the crooks are helping the politicians. And the politicians are keeping their power by empowering the crooks. Now, because they're so corrupt, people are losing their jobs, aka the two twins that look nothing alike. So since the twins lost their job, the only thing they can do is prostitution, because you can't put out your resume. You have to instantly become a prost. So that's why they become prosts.
The environment is so bad, we're going to have to lay you off.
I love, though, the sister is instantly like, I got an idea. Prostitution. Trust me.
A stripper or prost.
I mean, she's in the right.
She's like, you'd be great at it.
And then she just ends up like getting in the hotel room with Neil Breen.
So did he implant those angel wings on her back? Is that what we're supposed to take from that?
Did she not have them before?
I don't think so. And I think like I thought she was supposed to be an angel for him. But that never comes into play.
No.
He just bangs her.
Bangs her is an interesting word to utilize.
Hovers.
There's a hover, and a very long hover that they constantly flash back to.
All the time. Because
all he does is like nose-to-nose Eskimo kisser, mm-hmm. going in and out of the Franken monster.
Is that supposed to be the face of sin?
I guess. Maybe.
I think you're diving a little too deep.
You saying Neil Breen didn't think this hard?
The mask has to mean something, though. Like the mask, what is that?
I thought it was even like even worse than that. Like that would be too clever, maybe. I thought it was just like that's what its real form looks like outside of Earth.
Maybe.
Like I really don't think it was too clever. I don't want to disrespect him, but
I like to think he showed up on set and just like found that mask and just he's like,
well, you got to remember Neil Breen is writing, directing, and producing.
He's got a lot on his plate,
so he's
got full creative control,
and
here.
He's the main actor. So this, like, I don't even know where to begin. We've already begun, but like, where to go? I guess is the better term.
It's like because, a passion project for him.
Yeah, well, everything he does is a passion project. The man literally made himself Jesus. Can we talk about the gangbangers and when they first get introduced to the twins? And that man's like, damn, twins, can I go first? And then the other guy just out of nowhere shoots the other guy in the hand, yep. Unprovoked. What is happening? What is this mayhem?
I really can't add context to anything in this movie, yeah. So I apologize. Things just happen, and then you'll get like stock footage of the Las Vegas desert, and then just like Neil Breen waving his hand, like as if like his hand is going to streak a rainbow across this frame.
Yeah.
I think his biggest is like solar power.
Yeah.
Humans haven't.
What is this, Birdemic?
We're just not good with energy.
Yeah.
We're an ecological failure, according to Neil Breen. This is a shit show.
This is Birdemic. Don't you fucking forget it.
Gotta have these prostitutes getting out of the pool naked and showing themselves to these politicians.
That's such an awkward scene.
Yes.
Like, so awkward.
Yeah.
Think about the filming of the face-to-face. That had to be fucking awkward.
Yeah.
And then, because it was literally went forever. And then there's this weird guy that has, like, cancer and just, like, wheeling around in the wheelchair. What's the deal with this guy?
Bro, he's like, I have cancer. First of all, why is the cancer patient sleeping in an abandoned shack?
I don't know.
Then why does the cancer patient have full head of hair? Then why is the cancer patient last dying wish to see the shitty Vegas sign? That thing sucks.
I need to see Vegas. He brings him to the Las Vegas
sign. Did you notice how he...
in the shittiest part of town.
He fucking freezes those four people.
Yeah.
From also seeing the Vegas sign as if those four people would have like...
interrupted.
Stopped him from looking at it. We also are not watching it right now, which is disappointing.
You'd get the same effect because the movie really just kind of like talks and shows the same footage in loops throughout the whole movie. And right. The movie's got like an hour 26 runtime. So in reality, minus stock footage, you're probably getting a solid maybe 35 minutes of other footage.
You're not wrong. We didn't even mention how this movie also opens with him like stripping naked two druggies in the desert to take their clothes.
Yeah, we could talk about that because that's how it really starts.
Yeah.
Like, when he gets in, lands in from, I guess, outer space.
I don't fucking know.
To these two people, he literally freezes them, strips them, and then takes off his clothes, puts their clothes on, and then leaves. What clothes is he wearing? He's just wearing that.
He was wearing the robe. So now he's wearing jeans and a polo. Or not polo, a wife beater, I think.
And do they actually, like from the end of the movie, do they take his clothes or no?
No, he gets his clothes. They gives the clothes back at the end when he wakes them back up. Yeah. And then he goes into the doll graveyard or something.
They're still sleeping?
Yeah. This is the thing. I don't know what the point of any of this movie was. Because the movie, like, this is the thing. It sounds like we're skipping all over the place, but we've really just skipped stock footage. The movie at the end, there's a shootout. And then he crucifies six people.
He crucifies the politicians.
Yeah.
I guess because those are the people that are technically like, I guess they're the symbols of what has ruined civilization as he was meant to create it.
Yes.
Because the whole idea is like, everyone's supposed to like, I guess, work in harmony. And then like, by them, corporate greed.
Greed,
drugs,
buzzword,
running guns, running. I'm just using words.
No, I get it though.
Hubris, that's a good word.
Hubris, that's it. It's a great.
You know
word.
What's my favorite word recently? Chicanery. It's a good word.
Chicantes,
or is it chicane?
No, Chicantes.
Yeah,
the pizza place. Chicantes. Right.
Sure.
Okay. Chicanery. Or cicada.
Charcuterie?
Yeah, he's thinking of charcuterie.
Master Katano?
Now Mike's looking at me like he wants to swing, and I don't like that.
I'm about to swing on a guy.
I am going to bring up another fun thing that we need to talk about, because I didn't understand this. So the second sister, right, about an hour into the movie, loses her job, but I thought she was already prosting. But then she goes and talks to her boyfriend or husband on a park bench. And she's like, no, I'm fine. I'm going to go apply. And then you hear in her monologue saying, I think I'm going to prost instead. But wasn't she already doing that? So was that like a flashback scene an hour into the movie?
Yeah, potentially. Because you mean like when she lost her job?
Yeah.
I feel like it probably had to because I thought she was also, to your point, a prostitute the whole movie. Because then that forces the boyfriend to start stealing from cars.
Right. But, like, they were doing that already. So, was this a flashback?
Yeah, well, the movie...
Without any...
The movie is actually just completely shot out of order.
Like, it is, okay.
It is. It's, like, the whole thing is shot, because you see shots dispersed throughout the movie of footage that happens later on, so...
Did he just, like, forget how to edit? Not that he knew how to edit in Double Down, but did he just, like, really forget how to edit?
Well, I think
shots fired.
I think what he does is, like, he records everything... And then, like, tries to create a puzzle of his work. So he just, like, scatters his shots
on the
puzzle and just puts them in.
Are you about to defend this movie, Mike?
I'm trying to think up something.
Like, I'll say this. It's a marvel of filmmaking. Like, actually think people should watch this movie in film school to, like, truly understand what could go wrong.
Well, his style is not too much different than Double Down. Like, I feel like I was watching kind of the same movie, but like also like it was even less cohesive than Double Down.
Like Double Down, he was a super hacker spy.
Yeah, it just did a ton of like flashbacks and like cut up shots.
We
and
got everything. To see his balls. Like, it was great. But this one, it just wasn't as good as Double Down, but I still feel like, It's a marvel, man.
It's definitely a marvel. I mean, I'll never forget the best scene in Double Down is the beginning when the guy gets his wife shot and then Neil Breen just falls down in the pool. It's fucking fantastic.
I love it. That's why I can't wait for Fateful Findings. I've heard so many good things about like scenes in that movie. I'm like very excited to watch it. But yeah, we had to get through this first, and goddamn, man, I have nothing left on this one.
Well, I mean, like he does like so after like he does crucify those politicians or whatever. He does. It's time for him to leave. Mm-hmm. He's done. Like he got the bad guys, I guess. So he's gonna pick up the orb, and his last thing was to take away the clothes, like to rechange his clothes. Yep. So he takes his clothes back, and so those people he unfreezes, and they can take his clothes, and then he's just gonna jettison out of here.
Yeah.
Doesn't he talk about?
He does a
like
lot.
Humanity. He'll give him one more
shot. Yeah.
So
we got the sinners, and now he's gonna come back. And he's going to give it one more shot.
Yeah. He's going to go away for a while, come back. Hopefully the solar power is up to
destroy,
date.
Rebuild until God shows.
I am here again.
I did it. Yeah.
And then you got that one shot over and over. Those two chicks tanning. That was
constantly.
Cool.
Constantly,
over and over. I did like that one politician who they like. When they're at the pool, he's with them.
Oh, my God.
That guy's fucking great.
So funny. So stupid, but I loved it. Also, that girl almost fucking concussed herself trying to get on that pool float. Dude, did you notice that?
Why didn't he cut that out?
Because she was trying to sit too close to the edge, and she literally falls back and like
cracks her head on the
I thought she was going to die.
Maybe she did die, and he just got a replacement.
Recast? Yeah.
He filled every scene with her with the reshot footage of him just laying on top of her. Dead fish. Oh
God. I also love the shot where he, like, the girl, she's still laying in bed. And then he's walking backwards out of the room.
Yeah. Incredible.
With just
incredible.
Jeans on.
No shirt on. Could you imagine just, like, how he commands that shot? He's like, okay, you're going to lay down here, and I'm going to hover above you. And I'm just gonna get so close to your face, just like that. And I'm gonna lay my nose right on top of yours. My lips are gonna be so close. I'm not gonna kiss you. I want to, but I'm not.
I want to, but I actually would love to talk to the people that are acting these movies.
Oh, I think I said this for Double Down. I would actually pay money to see a behind the scenes of
filming it.
Any of his movies.
It's got
just
it.
To see how he works, what his process is.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Question for the room. You think he, when he's doing that face to face, you think he's popping a little bit? Popping his bone?
Is he Neil Boner?
Neil Boner? You think he's popping that shit?
Yo, you know he's rock solid.
And he's probably. He's
you think he's coming through
solid.
His pants?
I know Mike's coming through
his
pants.
He's got the chops to actually just splice through his pants.
I'm going to say it could go through the pants.
You ever been so happy? You just crushed right through your Levi's.
And yeah. You pre a lot too.
Shane Pre.
That's not true.
Shane Pre Smith. Yeah. Your middle name is Pre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we could recommend this movie. Get off my preing.
Four.
Or non.
Three, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie's a fucking marvel.
Yeah. It has to be seen. Like, it has to be seen.
Like, you're everybody sick. On this. Planet Earth should.
Has to watch this movie. And I know you're like, oh, you just didn't recommend Deadly Western. How are you recommending this? The difference is this movie is so bad, it's got to be seen to believe. Yeah. How, like, if I'm describing a man coming down as cyborg Frankenstein Jesus. You think I'm not going to recommend people to watch that?
Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the mic.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it
my God.
Is a hard one to sit through. It just is.
Yeah. What was your least favorite part? The reuse shots?
Incohesion? Yeah, it's just, like, hard to, like, it's, like, too hard to follow. And the problem is just, like, it's just so, like, disconcerted. It just takes you out of it.
Yeah. That's fair.
I mean, it definitely is wild that this is even a thing. So I can understand why it's being recommended for sure. Because it is a marvel. I will give you that.
So I get his like main, his base. You know when you have a base, Shane?
Yeah, base tan.
Yeah, like humans are ruining the planet. Mm-hmm. And like we should treat each other and the planet better. But like then he just makes...
A mess of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Birdemic.
He's like, we need more baby heads in the desert.
Someone get the baby heads. Get the tuna in the car.
No one is going to pre.
Little tuna car.
We need the tuna car.
Oh, like when he lived out of his
car.
Yeah,
and Double Down.
You got the reference.
Yeah, I did.
Now, will you get this reference? Oh. Next week, we're going to do...
Oh, I'm so excited.
A classic Final Friday thing.
Wow.
We did the second movie first. We're going on back. We're doing Malibu Express. So get your spray tans and your tits, because we're going to Malibu.
I call it Titmageddon.
Titomania.
Is there a fucking girl in Malibu Express who cracks her head open against a pool?
No, you that's only get that in movie? Double. Oh, yeah, and I am here now. That's
where are you guys excited for next week?
I literally am rock solid.
I'm so excited. I'm actually currently preying.
I'm excited too.
Shane Priest-Smith.
Tune in every Friday for Final Friday. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get tits and tan.
Yeah.
Tits, tan, and Neil Breen.
We're just in the 80s.
That's it.
Let's do it.
James Cameron, 100%?
We'll see you next week. That's probably a no. I feel like it's got to be a no.
Yeah, Avatar's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It made a billy. Yeah, we'll made a billy, Shane.
We'll see you next week.
It's the last time you made a billy.
Did crush the box office, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's not 100%, though.
Shane Priest-Smith.